Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, this is the Master Griot Radio, the Media Mix Live, Pure Team Marketing Madness, and you've been listening to That That's Cool by Rich Tucker from his CD, Guitar Grooves. Today we're talking about sponsorship, what makes a marketing mix great, sponsorship, and we're speaking from the perspective of the property. And we're speaking from this perspective of the sponsor. You, as an entrepreneur, small business person, or corporation, looking at sponsorship packages and looking at incorporating sponsorship into your marketing mix. We're talking about what does that sponsorship package look like? What are some of the core elements of each sponsorship offering? And then how do you use that to incorporate into your marketing mix, and how can you get the best bang out of your buck? So our industry expert today is Daisy Tate. She will be talking to us about sponsorship, and she also is going to give us the Inside 411 from the BET Awards. Yeah, she was there last night. She slept in a little late, so she's going to be calling in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, we're going to do what we do here. This is Master Griot Radio, and we're about creating a viable industry for spoken word. So we're going to listen to some phenomenal spoken word and see how you can use spoken word in your mix, whatever the mix is. So speaking to our passions, we're going to just kick this off with Talam AC's Laurels.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest in this. Not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cat just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and their time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
Okay, again, that was Talam AC doing Underground Heavy. That's from his CD, Underground Heavy, and that's Laurels. So I love to kick off with Talam's piece because it just speaks to the passion that the Master Griot Project has about the industry and the passion that we want to ignite within you, making you understand that spoken word is a viable industry. And we need you to invest in it as a fan, you know, support our artists. They tell our story, our culture, you know, support the artists by buying their music, going to their shows, booking them, using them. We will do a whole show on that in our Christmas in July series coming up, but we will speak to how do you use booking talent and speakers and all as a marketing tool. You know, sometimes we just so much focus on the event and we do not take the time to create the event as a marketing tool and to get long-term results from an event, from booking a speaker, from booking talent. So we're going to talk about that, how to use booking talent and speakers and events as marketing tools. We want to take another perspective on those type of events. Okay, so next we're going to do, while we're waiting for Miss Daisy to come on, we are going to listen to, I wonder what is your favorite? Oh, I have one. You know, we're just going to get ourselves revved up. We want some passion going on here. So this is a piece everybody's feeling. This is We Rising by Chris Cream and spoken word Master Griot artist Shyster.
Youngest son, check it. Dear Willie, tell them we are rising up from the ashes of oppression, brushing the dust of poverty off the wings of this phoenix. Glory awaits my arrival. Briefly contemplate my history, the misery of my people's plight, the lynchings on the late night, injustice, miseducation, racist views, sensationalized news about black-on-black crime, crime-riddled neighborhoods, crying babies, dying babies. What's wrong with this scenario? Here we go, millions more marching, rising, reaching for new beginnings. It's within me. Take my hand, let me pull you up this ladder, the stairway to heaven. Please believe me, we gon' make it. Back from all the bullshit, the bullwhip that once beat the back of blacks now gives me strength. And this is my declaration, I am rising. And the last thing I'll let you do is break me. Humbled by circumstance, meek has been the position of my placement. I hail from the basement of America, somehow this has come home to hell. Help me change this, rise with me, build with me. Holler if you're feeling me, tell them we are rising. And there's nothing they can do about it. My mother's name is Nature, and she deems it necessary for us to come back home and kneel at the throne of our father. His nickname is God, my brothers call him Allah, Elohim, Yahweh, Jehoshaphat, Hosanna, Jehovah God, the Alpha and Omega. He walked the earth in a shell called Jesus. He placed Muhammad on the mountain and told the wind to come down and took the surge and the waters of Zimzim. But somehow things are going a little too far before our Lord Dunbar already told all we're coming. And now we're off and running, and I'm bringing a whole gang of positive people with me. Ghetto child, you're beautiful. Never think less or accept less or give anything less than your best at everything. Rise above life's pitfalls, all of y'all. Keep going, keep moving, keep striving, keep rising. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, let them stray. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Betty, son, we rising. What you thought was gonna stay asleep? The force of the nature have awakened the spiritual beast. The lion and Judah roars, the falcon soars. We taking food for thought out the panther's jaws. For 400 years we've been integrated through a burning house. Now the Oval Office on fire. The poetic messenger throwing cancer on the flame. Told y'all we gonna change the game. We rising. The church is recommitted to doing God's work.
Open the doors to the jail, release the prisoner wards to the streets. Evacuate the class, the children are marching and dying. Hear that? Conscious shots are firing. No more lying, no more dying. You imperialistic devil got fat when my people starve. We want in. This is more than poetic music. I got a revolutionary heart, they ain't scared to use it. By any means necessary, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But please, God, use it as a sword to cut the head off the devil and his angels. King, it's time to atone. Take back your throne, your children are at stake. Queen, clean up your home. From slave plantation, segregation, a crack crippled a nation, and black on black crime is just dumb. And through all this, how can Jesus Christ still not come? But the streets is beating the drum from his very son, and I never lost a fight. My life, if I did, it was fixed. But they gotta come through sight if you wanna get through Chris. We true life lyricists. See, this ain't hip-hop, R&B, or poetry. This is word art, paint pictures from God. And it's easy as breathing when I'm blowing it. Last we just met, you already know where this is going. Say the children, say the streets. Black kids, follow me, drop signs. God in me, black life, poetry, black love, you know it's me. We got wings, we flying, we go, we shining. Today, tomorrow, be rising.
Alrighty, again, that was We Rising, and that was Chris Cream and Master Grill Artist Shyster, a.k.a. Mrs. Betty Sun. Alrighty, next we are going to listen to, and we're going to listen to Chanel Gabriel Start Something, and Daisy Tate is here on the line, and soon as Chanel Gabriel Start Something ends, we will bring on Daisy Tate, our guest for this moment in time. And I'd like to give our listening audience, I'd like to give you a tidbit. Whether you are a property, whether you are an agency or a sponsor, and we'll talk about those terminologies, what they are, but whatever you are in the marketing game or in the business game, or in the nonprofit game, wherever you are, whatever your if you use sponsorships to market or use them as part of your marketing mix and you sponsor events or you get events sponsored or do both or you get sponsorships and find sponsorship for your clients, you should be a member of IEG. So just go to www.sponsorship.com. It's their online community. It's free. Extremely valuable information. They are the industry source for sponsorship. IEG is your sponsorship industry source. So if you want all about the sponsorship industry, you need to belong to IEG. And it may seem sometimes, may seem overwhelming, but as long as you go on there, you read through, they send great information. They even have classes you can take online, great forums where you can ask questions and all. It's a process, but you begin to learn the industry. And education is everything in business. So we're going to listen to Start Something here, by Chanel Gabriel. And as soon as this is done, next we will be speaking with our special guest, Daisy Tate.
Ignite a flame, be the cause of change, fight the world back in place. One mic, one stage at a time, with my lips to your mind, I create things. I'm gonna spark something, ignite a flame, be the cause of change, fight the world back in place. One mic. mic one stage at a time. With my lips to your mind, I create things.
My feet move like fallen leaves on its own path, fighting the world's breeze. And my craft allowed me to illustrate on mental blackboards my way of thinking. I spit life to give words new meaning, and the Trinity right now is having a meeting to decipher my next piece. With archangels purging my lips with hot coals so I can see purity eyes. Reek of a sweet smell of flavor. I got that around the way girl flavor. Too busy spitting to be bougie. Too busy spitting to be much of a lady. Cause when I'm spitting, they call me virtuosa. Cause I flow classically, it flows naturally. I'm like a liquor license. Without me, there'd be no bars. And my stellar lines are picked from constellations of Venus and stars. I card folks to read my notebook cause they say my words are mature for my age. My old soul writes in Sanskrit verses of mine are etched on walls and undiscovered caves. Page after page on papyrus,
I created a tape of the vices.
Divine inspiration inspired me to write this, so when I shoot these words, my targets, I never miss. Convinced my lips taste like a mix of lead and ink, I think I'm poisoning. You can trust this big button to smile, cause I'm bringing the noise in the time. With silent complaints of its time. When passivity goes very well with Fendi, and it's easy to end these shit soup pups, cause people treat their pets better than they treat any of us. And ugliness puts us from the ventricles of the most beautiful individuals. And I want to pop pop culture's illusions the same way that I pop pimples, to rid the world of the white heads that lay claim to the inner cause of the pores of society. And in one breath, I secute those black heads that think forgetting their roots mean they become one of society's elites. I write to combat those artists that don't feel they have a responsibility granted in making obscene amounts of money. I don't want to hear their obscene stories and accounts unless they're helping others find a way out. And I'd rather they swallow instead of spit their vomit-labeled lyrics. It hurts my ears, sucks my spirit from my bones, barely touching the surface of what this art could be. Those shallow cats need a life jacket to rock with me. I write so words get a purpose, an eternal tour. I write because the old soldiers shouldn't have to fight anymore. And I know that my sore Coretta Scott can't close the eyes and gave her breath back to the supreme being in peace. Knowing that in her death, the spirit of change in her to lay claim to my body. So shape up those shoddy scraps of loose leaf, cause I'm spitting on anything you release that's weak. If it's not from your heart, don't waste your breath. If you write only to meet topical quotas and to win slams and contests, might I suggest you go somewhere else, pick up chicks and win your bus fare somewhere else. Cause I write and I recite goals, so my work is my wealth.
Chanel Gabriel, HBO Deaf Poet, with Start Something from her debut CD, Start Something. And again, today we are talking about what makes a marketing mix great? Sponsorship. And our special guest is Daisy Tate, and she's going to tell us why sponsorship makes a marketing mix great and the value of including sponsorship in your marketing mix as a business person and or nonprofit, or, you know, if you're looking to market yourself, whatever that is, as an artist, whatever, look at sponsorships and the value of including them in your marketing mix. So I'd like to say, welcome, Daisy.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we always start off with our proverbial question. Who is Daisy Tate?
Well, that's great. Well, Daisy Tate. I am in California, and basically who I am is I am a community worker, to the sense that I work to build communities and networks. And I do that through building relationships between corporations, organizations, and individuals through sponsorships, through other social networking platforms.
Okay.
That's
great. That's great. So we got to go a little bit more, so now we know you are business-wise, but, you know, who is Daisy the person? What kind of things do you like to do? And, you know, what drove you to, you know, choose this way, this is a career field?
Okay. You know, it's so funny when people say that, because what I like to do is what I do, which is helping people and building social networks. That's what, it sounds like a business answer, but that really is what I'm made of. I went to Washington University, graduated with MBA, and graduated also with a MSW, which is a Master's in Social Work. And social work was my foundational degree, to the fact that it teaches people the importance, and you can grow off the importance of learning to communicate on both a macro and an individual or group level.
Okay.
So that really is, I know that's really who I am.
Well, that's good. Okay, that's your passion, helping people. So good to hear that. You know, I think we all like to do it, but sometimes people have a hard time identifying what it is that's truly driving them. You know, they think it's the money or the career or, you know, the movement, but a lot of times they're a core things that's really driving us. And I know for myself, that's my one thing. I really like helping people. So that's always going to be the center of what I do. And then the way I help people, you know, I use my talents, you know, to help people. But that is generally what drives me. So in that, Daisy, you know, in creating communities, in connecting people, and I'm going to tell you, this is awesome, and I just need to let the audience know, I'm really just meeting Daisy. I was referred to Daisy by the one and only Bruce George. And he, again, that's just through networking, say, hey, you need to connect with Daisy. She's dynamite. She's a great person. You guys have really hit it off. And she knows a lot about sponsorship and has a lot of connections. And so, you know, that is an area he knows in which I focus. But this is Master Grill Radio, which is a part of the Master Grill Project. And the project is about creating a viable industry for spoken word. And our core product outside of the artist is sponsorships. And I use my sponsorship packages also as a way of helping others in business. Like, it may be, there are a lot of good businesses that are smaller businesses that have, you know, great offerings and can give you great outreach, which helps you meet your sponsor's goals, as well as, but by using these various different entities, I also help raise business. And my goal is to create vertical paradigms within the African-American community and to use spoken word to develop those thinking frames, because so that we think in the manner that we need to support one another, and that it's necessary to move vertical in at least one industry, that we're not afraid to come together and literally have ownership from concept to consumption within one industry. So that is how I pull that together and connect. And Bruce George is also part of the project. That's how we've come together. So part of that, I started the Media Mix group on Black Business Space. And the Media Mix group, again, was a way for me to identify various media entities and outlets and different sources and marketing sources and elements that I could use in sponsorship proposals, you know, while helping, you know, my fellow people, you know, to help, again, in creating vertical paradigms. So the Media Mix Live brought together the great valuable information that we have on the Media Mix and continues this education process. So in all of that, we're here today with the question, what is sponsorship?
Righty. Well, sponsorship is, in layman terms, sponsorship is when a company or organization that is looking to invest money into another entity that has property or assets that will help them brand or brand their logo or their business. So, in other words, if a company is looking to put money into something else that is going to bring them more visibility in the market or the consumers, the end users, in which their product goes to.
Okay.
Okay.
So, sponsorship is the, so that becomes what the package that is offered to help them meet that objective?
Exactly. So the sponsorship is a package of marketing ideas to help advertise the company that's investing the money.
Okay.
Into whether it's property or whether it's whatever company or whatever the other entity is that they're investing into, which is, if we're speaking on people, so they're investing into people, a person, and that person becomes the brand.
Okay, great. Now, since we just can go over some lingo, part of what we go over, too, is technology. One key word that you said, just that everyone can understand, is property. You know, what is property in the sponsorship industry? What is property?
Well, property is another word for assets. It's owned by an organization that has the potential to be exploited by commercial sponsors. So it's whatever skills, if it's a person, it's whatever skills that person is bringing to the table or whatever that's going to draw, whatever asset's going to draw a customer to that corporation or that commercial sponsor's product.
Okay. Yeah.
For example, and I can do for example with people, if that's okay, to bring it a little more clear to light. For example, when you see Beyonce advertising a product on television, it's not, and it could be in a natural setting. Then when you see her, you're drawn to Beyonce because the property that she has, obviously, is her ability to entertain. She's an entertainer. So people are drawn to her because of that, whether she's actually entertaining, why she has whatever property that she's advertising, brand that she's advertising for a company or not, she actually becomes the property.
Okay, great. Also another way to look at it too, not another way, just in furthering your visualization, that we definitely see that from, you know, the artist standpoint, how the artist becomes the property. And if you have an event, your event is the property. If you have various events, you have various properties because, you know, the event is the thing, again, like she said, that attracts the target audience that the sponsor is looking to reach, the end customer. So that is, so when we say property, and we will be using that term, and you hear the term property, that is what property is. It's the thing that draws the people that the sponsor is buying into. Like she said, it's the asset, it's what's drawing the people, and what's going to allow for mass exposure to that sponsor's brand. So in that, what are some core elements of a sponsorship package or a sponsorship offering? What are some basic things that each sponsorship offering should have?
It should have a objective, or if you don't need to use the word objective, that would be the end result. It should just to say at the end of the day, this is what's going to be achieved. And that's after that piece, then it, of course, should have a purpose. Why are you seeking the sponsorship? What is the purpose of the event? What is your purpose of marketing and branding that corporation or that business's brand? You know, what is your purpose of working with that business, and what is your purpose of securing a sponsorship with them? And then, of course, it should have a marketing piece where it talks about visibility. It talks about how you are going to advertise and bottom line for that corporation or that organization that's investing money into you. Those are some of the core things. And out of them all, if I had to pick the most important thing, obviously the end result, but more importantly to me, as I would see it on a corporation's end, is how are you going to market their product? How are you going to reach millions? And with the technology that we have today, you can reach millions within a single moment. So how are you going to do that to brand that that product, that corporation, whether it's their corporate identity or whether it's a brand, whether it's a can of soda, what are you going to do to put the word out there for that corporation or that investor?
Great. So now you've heard it here from the expert live and in radio.
Mm-hmm.
But that is important. That is important because this is what I find as a big problem. And this is a big problem that I have. I work with nonprofits. And people believe because they're nonprofit that they're not beholden to business principles, especially today and age. This is not the same in 2000 as it was in the 70s or even the 80s. Getting sponsorship just because you're a 501c3 doesn't happen. You know, the tax break, there are a million and plus 501c3s. That's the competition you have out there. And everybody, and they're worthy 501c3s, which gives great PR. We know PR is a major element in why, corporations and businesses support 501c3s. It's for, good PR. But at the same time, when, you compare apples and apples and oranges to oranges, if someone is going to give the federal tax break, provide quality PR that's in line with that company's marketing objectives, and at the same time also help them with their brand visibility and to maybe even close sales, what choice are they going to go with?
Exactly. I think you hit a perfect point when you said in line with their marketing objectives. It's having that shared, not only the shared vision, but also those shared goals where whatever sponsorship you're seeking, it's going to fall in line. It's going to be the same or similar goals and objectives as that company. And that company looks for that because correlation is important.
And these are, this is just extremely important, and it's from both sides. I write sponsorship proposals, and I literally, one of my clients, I had to, basically take a 3-week underhanded move at creating a sponsorship proposal because they bucked me so much on it. The first time I did it, they felt it had no value. And they didn't want to invest in fulfilling the sponsorship offering. If you offer someone something, you have to offer it to them, and you have to literally meet it.
Exactly.
There is a tendency for small businesses, organizations too. I belong to, professional organization, but there's a tendency for us not to take the weight of what we are saying we're going to do. And these are, I don't care if your event is something as simple as a networking event. If you're telling people to come, and you may not be sponsors, but you may be getting vendors. You ask people to come out and vend to your event, but you don't invest the money to market that event that will draw a crowd large enough that the vendors can make money. After a while, you get a reputation as the person not to spend money with the vend because they're not going to make any money there. And many times I've heard entities and small businesses and groups and all, they don't care if they make money or not. Say, that's up to them. That's their sales job. They feel that this only necessary that, you know, if they just have an event, that they show up and they pay the table fee. But always look at the whole experience, why someone will come back to you. And if you have 10 vendors, and you only have 100 people coming to your event, that's a horrible mix match, because you can guarantee you the vendors aren't going to make money because they had to pay to be there. They had to invest product to sell. And so they don't make any money until after they, you know, made that money back. And then after they've done that, then they start their profit. There's not enough people there to make enough sales for them to, you know, for that to happen. So just in your thinking, and if you think this way when you're giving the event, you also are going to double back and look that way when you are the one taking on a sponsorship, because this is how you're going to evaluate. So that's what I like to talk about next, Daisy. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to talk about how do you look at a sponsorship package. And even if you are a small business, an entrepreneur, and you don't have hundreds, thousands, or even thousands of dollars to spend on a sponsorship package, you know, how do you look at a sponsorship package? How do you make it worth your while? How do you get the biggest bang out of a sponsorship to help you market your product, your service?
Okay.
So we're going to go to this quick commercial, and we'll be right back. This is XIG, Exodus International Group.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also, travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. And XIG is our resident travel specialist here for the Master Griot Radio and the Master Griot Project, as well as the Black Business Space Value Tour. And remember, Exodus is putting together the BBS Value Tour retreat to St. Lucia in February. So you want to know how you can get to St. Lucia? Just save your dates for the first weekend in February. We're doing 4 days, 3 nights in St. Lucia. Mark that on your calendar, and we will be getting the details and payment details to you soon. So we're back here, and this is the Media Mix Live Pure Tea Marketing Madness. And today the question is, what makes a sponsorship great? And the answer, I'm sorry, what makes a marketing mix great? That's the question. And the answer is sponsorship. See, I told the answer right away. And our special guest is Daisy Tate, and she is a an expert at connecting communities and corporations to bring out the best end results in creating viable communities. So she very much is our industry expert on sponsorships. Now, I'd just like to warn everyone, this is just, you know, excellent information, as always, here on the Media Mix Live. So hopefully you're taking notes. I know I am. And I'd like to ask Daisy, do you have a website or anything?
Oh, sure. You can go to Universal Exchange Programs with an S .com. It's a long one. So that's Universal Exchange Programs with an S .com.
Okay, so we know that's Universal Exchange Programs .com, and this is internet radio, so let's take advantage of it and open up a new window as we speak. Now Daisy's going to let us know from the business side. Okay, we're entrepreneurs here. We are small business owners. We're artists, and artists are entrepreneurs because you need to market and sell yourself. You are the business entity and all. Now, how do we use sponsorships? I mean, can someone, you know, a small business entrepreneur actually get a sponsorship?
Oh, yeah, you sure can. Basically, I think as we've been reviewing the this morning, I'm looking at the time, as we've been reviewing is a sponsorship, what makes a sponsorship go is the fact that whatever you're doing makes sense for a business's marketing plan. It brings sustainability to that business. It brings it not only brings the dollars to whoever that's looking for a sponsorship, but it also brings a platform for you to market your own events, your own yourself, if you're doing yourself, or your business.
Okay, so now, so how do we use it in our marketing mix? The one thing I like to tell people is that, especially now in this recession-proof time, when you are looking at your marketing budget, you know, sponsorship could be like the real answer, because a good sponsorship package a lot of times has a great marketing mix. It gives you a lot of different elements at one time. So do you find that to be true?
Oh, I do. If you're the person on the other end of the table and you're looking at several sponsorship proposals, if that's what I'm hearing you ask, I think it's important for you to evaluate each sponsorship proposal to see how much visibility, how much, once again, correlation does that company have with yours, so it makes sense for the end consumer or the end user. Does it make sense for, I'm going to give an example here, does it make sense for a toy company to sponsor a company that, that's in pharmaceuticals? And does that really make sense? We don't know, you know, I don't know about that. It may be, you know, we have to look at the goals and we have to look at visibility, but does it make sense for a toy company to sponsor an event that deals with children and charity towards children, or a business that promotes the care of children, like child care and so forth? So then that makes more sense. So if I am a actual sponsor looking to invest into another company for marketing, I'm going to look at those things, and I'm going to look at how many people, even though this is a small, it could be a small event of 200 people. If I have 200 people to connect with, what other things are they using? Are they using the internet? Are they using social network websites? Are they using mobile phones? What other marketing things are they using to reach other people, just to say, this is the person that's sponsoring us, this is the person that's investing, this is another company who goals and are like our goals. And yes, we may only have 200 people attend, but yet 2,000, 200,000, 2 million people will understand or will know what this event is and who sponsored it.
Now, that's a key thing that you just stated. though, even if the audience is only 200, to get 200 people to the table, you're going to have to reach out to a minimum of 5 to 10,000 people. That's just a minimum to get 200 people to the table. Because if you just reach out to 200 people, all of them are not going to agree to come. So
exactly.
You need to reach out to a lot more people. And then that's where the real important thing she stated was, how are you going to market the property? So that's what you're looking for when you're looking at sponsorship packages. What is their promotional plan? Because that will tell you how many people that they're reaching out to. And the more people they reach out to invite, that's your brand exposure. That's getting your brand in all of these different places to all of these different people that you may can't get to. It's just say if you hire a street team to go out and do it, a sponsorship can also be a street team because chances are they're using a street team to promote their event. So when you look at it in that manner, a sponsorship package or a sponsorship can become, it definitely can become part of your marketing mix, and it puts in various elements. And so chances are when you look at if you purchase all of these different elements separately, that the sponsorship package now becomes a great buy. And so the next thing is to do is to really understand a sponsorship package and how you can get the most out of it. So again, you want to look at how they're going to market it. And I like to ask you, Daisy, what do you feel is the importance? Like, one of the things I like to look for is what's the continuation of it? I mean, there are different things I look for. Sometimes I want to align myself, like you said, mm-hmm. with, you know, the organization and to be aligned with certain industry names. As I establish myself with the Master Griot Project, I may work hard to sponsor certain, you know, events, be, you know, based off of the place to, and, you know, who's headlining and the other sponsors that are involved. It implies an automatic relationship.
Right.
And then I'd also like to look at what do they do after the fact. This is where I see a lot of, you know, small events or different things. This is where I see them kind of fall off. They'll do pre-event exposure, you know, get exposure at the event, but where I see it falls off is the post-event exposure. And I like to really look at it, and I like to offer, you know, opportunities to really build relationship. If we're there, do I get to share the mailing list? Do I get a copy of the people who attended? Or do I get to opportunities to market to those people? Can I send a standalone e-blast to those people? You know, do you have, you know, marketing programs that even afterwards that I can still get an impact? What do you think about that?
Oh, no, I think that's truly important, and I agree with you. That's a key element that some people, they tend to forget about it, or they maybe don't think about, okay, after the event is closed down. But you're right, the sponsor is going to want to know how did your customers or your attendees or people that heard about your event, I want them to draw back to me. That's the most, you know, that's a very key thing, is you want to draw those end users back to your sponsors. And of course, sir, you know, you want something in place to draw them back to your event next year or back to whatever your product is as well, but that sponsor is very important. Whether you have something set up or something in place where that your customers or the people that come to your event, your end users, are first, they are going to register somehow with your corporation. For instance, you see a lot of prizes and giveaways with products. So if I go buy a box of cereal, for instance, and on this box of cereal it says to enter, you know, to come to this concert or this event,
go to this website, which is the Box of Cereals website, put in this code, and register yourself to, you know, to enter. Now, the Box of Cereal is may be the sponsor for whatever the event that's going on, okay, well that's taking place. So the event that's taking place that secured that sponsorship is now telling the sponsor, okay, I'm drawing my our audience back to you because they have to go to your site before they can even get to us. So that's one way to ensure that they will have that contact information. If you're having an event where you're not using that type of strategy, when people come in, of course, do a registration and say, you know, is it okay if we share your information to a sponsor? You know, put that element within. Do some blogging things. You can be that facilitator of blogging and drawing that end user back to that product. Back to that corporation where you're saying, you know, sponsored by X and X Corporation. For instance, I'll use our company, sponsored by Universal Exchange. What did you think of the event? Then, therefore, afterwards, that person is coming in and, hey, why don't you, and giving certain ways for a for end user to actually go back to that company. You're leading them back there. You're creating avenues and streets to go back to that corporation. It's very, very important. Because that, once again, that creates that sustainability that I mentioned before. It's not only, okay, we've got something that's great, but how does it sustain after that? It's how it sustains a business. How does it sustain the event next year?
Okay. All righty. So, so you really broke it down. You made it plain. So, but that's really important, and it's a lot of wealth of information she's just given to you from both aspects. If you're having an event and you're providing sponsorship offerings, you need to know these elements. And then the same thing if you are looking for sponsorship, which it should be twofold. At some point in time in your business, you should be seeking sponsorship because it mm-hmm. is a way to fund. And at the same time, you should be sponsoring. That's just important. And I think we don't take advantage of it, and we as smaller businesses, and you think it's just for the big business, but it's not. You can sponsor an event in your community, these church events. And then what's also great about sponsorships is that they're all negotiable. A good sponsoring offering is always will always say, you know, other elements to be determined based on the sponsor's marketing objectives. So if, you know, you may like a package or like the property and say, wow, this is really great. Now, look, these are some of our objectives. Is it possible for some of these things to be incorporated? There may be some part of the elements that you really don't use, but you may come up with a great way, you know, well, you know, you think this is possible. And sometimes they may not put it in, but then these are things that you can ask for. And you'd be surprised a lot of times it's really, if you're not asking for something that's an extravagant cost, because if it is an extravagant cost, then therefore the cost of your sponsorship would have to go up at the same time. But just asking for things, well, can you make sure, can you provide a link back to my website in the promotions? If I put up a banner, can you make sure that there's a link? Do you have any link tracking reports? If you, okay, so they, you know, they use email service, therefore they're getting an e-blast service, therefore they're getting link tracking reports. Ask for those leads, you know, because what happens when you get link tracking reports, it actually tells you the emails that clicked onto the link. So if they tell you so many people clicked onto your link, ask, you know, well, is it possible to get a copy of those emails? So you can further market to those people because, you know, that's targeted. They obviously had some interest either in your brand or your logo. Something drew them to at least investigate, and you want to follow up with those people. So those are different type of things you get to negotiate, you know, with sponsors or with sponsorships. So when you see sponsorships and all, and look at them, definitely incorporating them in your marketing mix. And as Daisy stated, you know, look for those things that are in line with your marketing goals and objectives. And those properties that attract your target audience, the audience that you're trying to get to. And sometimes you may look at sponsorship may help you get to an audience, and this is generally the purpose of it. It helps you get to the audience that you may not, you want to get to, but you don't have the direct inroads to get to. Because the bottom line is we buy and respond to things that are familiar to us. So you may want to get to those people, but you don't really have a relationship. What the property gives you is a relationship with that target audience. Now they're more willing to listen and hear what you have to say because they, you know who they know, and you support who they support. And now you guys have something in common, and they're more open to listening to you. Yeah, you feel that's true, Daisy?
Oh, I do. I do. I definitely do.
Okay. Well, this has been a wonderful interview, extremely informative. So first, we just want to say this has been Daisy Tate, and we still want our 411, but I just want to remind everybody just to go to www.universalexchangeprograms.com. That's www.universalexchangeprograms.com. And you can check out Daisy Tate, what she does, and you can find out the best way to support her and how she can support you. Now, Daisy, you were at the BET Awards last night, and it was off the chain.
It was. It was.
Well, we want to know. Let us know. Give us the 411.
You know, it's a great event to be at, and I think it's a good thing. It's something that's amazing that we're talking about, sponsorships and so forth and marketing, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what it becomes. It's a great social networking opportunity for businesses to get together and network to other people that are doing great things. It's great, obviously, to enjoy the entertainment, which brings you to the table as a as that draw and celebration. But it's about networking. You know, there was opportunity for you to get your product out there, to hang banners. There was a gift lounge where you could market your product and gift several entertainers, and they could come by and sign your banners. Great opportunity for those people that own businesses and so forth. So it was a wonderful event on all realms. It's just great, entertaining. At the same time, you can meet a lot of fresh new faces, revisit old faces. It was great, very great.
Okay. Now, who were the people? Who did you meet? What was the funniest moment? What was the craziest moment? You know, let us know.
The craziest moments are always the moments backstage of anything that you know, any event or any, you know, I mean, whether you're planning an event or whether you're just a part, to see the sound checks and the people running around. I don't really have any great big scoops to tell you, unfortunately. What I can say is I'll do this plug for BET, and I hope you're listening. I'm going to tell you to go out and experience it next year. That's what I'm going to do. And then you guys can go back to blogtalkradio.com and blog about it and say, hey, this is what we saw. This is what we liked. Hey, we love Lil Wayne's performances. Hey, D.L. Hughley was extremely funny, great host. You know what? So I'm going to bring that back to that. How's that?
Okay. So how did you connect with the BET Awards? I mean, did you just attend as an attendee, or were you working, or?
I was an attendee, and then I also was with a company out there that was marketing their product, which is I'll give them a plug as well, which is Fit Gum, which is a gum that actually helps you lose weight. It's remarkable. Dr. Joanne Torrey is the founder of this gum, and he's been in health and nutrition, wellness, and body fitness. And I'm, like I said, that's just plug, but you know what? I went out there to support him as well as he marketed his gum and his product to a lot of entertainers as well in the gifting lounge.
And I went out to support him. And then, as, of course, as an attendee, to work with a lot of entertainers and so forth, where we do bring sponsorships to them. So to see them celebrated was a great thing. It was a very rewarding thing as well.
All right. Was this the first time you attended the BET Awards, or do you do this on a regular?
I do this on a regular. I do it. I've been to a couple BET Awards in my lifetime.
Okay.
So it's always a great experience. Always a great experience to see the different things that they try to add on. And then going back to sponsorship, very important that after you do an event, connect back with your sponsor and say, you know, what more can we do next year? What would you like us to see different, to do differently? That's that evaluation process. And that what keeps building your event and making it great and making your building your relationship with your sponsor.
All right. And I'd like to just ask you from a, you know, somewhat more personal standpoint, I mean, how does it feel to see so many wonderful black folks doing well and positive things all in one place?
You know what? It feels great. It feels really good because there's so many times that we hear a lot of negative things and, you know, where the media is not promoting African-Americans and black people of color doing things in a positive light, you know, that are having major events and there's no violence or there's no confusion and chaos behind it. So, I want to commend that. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to look at and see a lot of black businesses. And, you know, now we don't have to hide behind a person or hide behind some sheet to say, okay, I don't want them to know I own this business because I'm black, because I'm not going to get the customer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now we're on a better global platform where, you know what, the purpose and the interest is to bring more people together and to bring more resources together and leverage on that. And because we as black people are educated, whether it's formally or informally, you know, you can see that education is spreading and people are taking advantage of it and actually applying that to their businesses and the things that they do. It's a remarkable thing. And I promote anything as a sponsor, Universal Exchange, here's our plug. We will sponsor a lot of things that that include those pieces. Which includes African American businesses, people of color, people coming together and connectivity to spread education and awareness and solutions. And that you're showing that you're doing this in such an educated and such a logical platform, and you're connecting with other people, you know, because that's the key. You know, education is not only informal or informal, it's a search for the truth. So the more that we spread it, the more perspectives that we have, and we can come that closer to the truth.
All right. Well, Daisy, I just want to thank you so much. You've been very inspiring. It's just been awesome to meet you and to get to know you all at one time. So now I had to ask all those questions.
No, it's just okay. I'm very excited. Thank you so much for having me. I'm on the West Coast, California, so it was wonderful to wake up to speak with you and your audience. Thank you.
All right. So this is the Media Mix Live, Purity Marketing Madness, and on Master Griot Radio, which is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association. And you can catch us, of course, on Black Business Space, which is a social networking site for NBBTA, and that's blackbusinessspace.com. So join us each and every day because all shows are archived for your listening convenience here on Master Griot Radio. That's www.mastergriotradio.com. And again, nbbta.org, blackbusinessspace.com. And of course, we are the creators of the Black Business Space Value Tour. Now, also, Daisy's website is www.universalexchangeprograms.com, and we will have her link, and all of our guest links are here at mastergriotradio.com. So we don't just have the radio show, but we have links so you can further connect. And we are on iTunes, so download us on iTunes so you never miss a show. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Media Mix Live for Pure Tea Marketing Madness. And as we stated last week, the most important thing is implementation. We're providing great information, but it means nothing if you do not take the next step to implement. If you have any comment or questions, anything you want, you'd like to know more about our guests, to connect with people, please call me, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, at 888-846-9811. Again, that's 1-888-846-9811. And as always, on Master Grill Radio, we speak for you. Peace and love.